Hello, friends. This is Ted from Out of This World Radio, and I have a fantastic guest on today, Amanda Neuwirth, coming to us all the way from Australia. But before we start, I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported station, and we rely entirely upon your contributions. So if you'd like to support us, just go to my website on BBS, or you can go to www.outofthisworld1150.com and feel free to donate whatever you like. We really appreciate it. And the purpose of my show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. With today's show, we passed the 30 million mark. We'll be over 30 million listeners today. So I'm so happy people are listening. And also it tells me too that the planet is rising, is the consciousness is rising, and we are starting to ascend. And my Pleiadian friends tell me that by October, we will be shifting into the fourth dimension. And then in 2025, we'll go into five dimension. And so I've waited for this moment in human history, 52,000 years, or 720 lifetimes, and I can't wait. Anyway, without further ado, I'll welcome Amanda to my show. Amanda, it's so nice to have you on today. Thanks so much for joining me here.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you very much, all the way from Australia and all the Africana people, Huemora. And it's just a pleasure to be on. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, I'm so glad. I've been on your show before and always enjoyed it. And now for people to listen to your show, how do they listen? I found your broadcast on Rumble today, and you also have a Telegram channel, but perhaps you could explain how people can do that. So.
Certainly. Thank you so much. I got censored so badly. I really basically can't put anything up. So I've actually created a website, and so I have a blog. It's called AmandaNeuwirth.com, and it's got latest, which is where I put up every interview I do or my weekly tarot reading that I do to tune into the collective consciousness. Yes. And also you can make bookings there. You can also purchase Organite from me. So that's the place to go. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. And Amanda, you know, I always like to ask people how they got started in their, you know, like being a light worker or doing readings. How did you get started? Did you somehow realize one day, oh my God, this is what I need to do and I want to do and I want to help with the ascension? How did it start for you?
I think I was born this way. I had a near-death experience at the age of 3.5. So I always perceived the world very differently from everybody else. And it wasn't until I was in my teens that I understood that I was quite different. I have a different consciousness. And so really my journey has been about how to harness it and how to stop it being so wild. So wild. So I'm quite disciplined on, I've been through many different modalities. My first one, of course, was Reiki. But I did rebirthing and all sorts of things to try to handle what my soul, this energy, this frequency that I am. So I used to be able to put my hands on people and heal them in my, you know, as a kid and in my teenage.
Really?
Years,
so. Oh, fantastic. Mm. Wow. Mm. That's great. That's great. Yeah. That's great. That's wonderful. Do you still do that now? I guess. Do you still do that?
I do it all distance now because, you know, as you know, there's no such thing as distance and there's no such thing as time in my world. And so I can do it over the internet with everything. But mm-hmm. Yes, I've had clinics for a long, long time, on okay. and off. And I've traveled a lot. So I never seem to put my roots down very easily. So online's better for me anyway. So yeah, I do readings and healings, and I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I'm a proper parapsychologist, which means I deal with auras, chakras, entities, you know, known as a ghostbuster, all that type of stuff, because, you know, that's my world, is everything you can't see. So now I really enjoy tapping into the collective consciousness and seeing how everyone's going. And I'm really proud of everyone. I'm really proud.
Great, great, great. You know, I've got a lot of, I have a lot of friends interested in what's going down in your beautiful country. What's it? You're close to Melbourne or Sydney? Whereabouts? Yeah, no?
No, okay. No. I'm closer to Brisbane, which is Queensland.
Oh, I see.
I'm in the in northern New South Wales, close to the Queensland border, which it's just insane. I mean, it's just insane. We have a federation in Australia where we cross borders and we have cross-border trade, but never cross borders proper. We've been free to travel forever across the borders, but now it's, you know, absolutely crazy. They're shut down, they're opened up, they're shut down, they're opened up. And it's everyone's very confused here at the moment as to what's the rules. You know, there's no laws, but all the rules. So it's a really hard time. A lot of pain here, a lot of people without work, a lot of the shelves are empty. It's really, really hard for people, you know. But in that pain, I feel as though that's actually part of the universe trying to get everybody to crack open a little bit and to find their soul and to operate that way for consciousness. So it's hard for everybody. We've had some absolutely insane things going on and everybody's seen, you know, last year, you know, the police shooting rubber bullets at protesters, etc. They're still a little bit heavy-handed, but we're finding it's a little bit different now. That in Sydney yesterday with the Worldwide Freedom Rally, there were, you know, police were brutalizing people at the beginning of it and arresting them for not wearing masks, which, you know, we're getting to the point where a mask looks absolutely, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's summertime here and our temperatures aren't cold, and it's just it's getting like to the point of stupidity. So but we've had a few really big incidents going on, which was the tsunami warning that we had. The tsunami warning that we had that wiped out Tonga, which is, so my heart goes to all of the Tongan people in the Pacific. Now, I have a beautiful friend who's basically my New Zealand correspondent. And what happened was, what happens is she sends me some really good intel on New Zealand. So I've actually got a clip of this explosion, this so-called underwater volcano eruption. And if I may, I shall bring up and I'll share it with you.
Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah,
I think that's fine. Great. Yeah, there you go. Cool. Now you can share. Yeah,
go ahead. Thanks so much.
Amanda, I saw a video of a missile going into the area where it exploded. Yeah. And it
that's
wasn't
what I'm going to share.
Please show that. Yeah, please do.
I'll show it. This is just the first one because this is everything. This is what we were showing.
Okay.
That's what we're showing. And as you can see, Tonga's right here. It's so close.
Oh, I mean, my God. Wow.
And look at it. It's a big circle. That's a frequency going through there that you can through frequency waves. So, you know,
right.
It's a little bit dodgy, that one. Right. So that was what we were all shown. And all of us went, what? Now, yeah. New Zealand is very earthquake prone, and they feel them. They usually can guess what sort of magnitude they are. They're very conscious of it. And my dear friend Susan, thank you so much for sending me this info. And I always ask her about earthquakes because she lives in Christchurch. And as you know, that got absolutely devastated by earthquakes a few years ago.
Right, right.
Okay, so let me go here and share this one now.
Actually, if she lives in Christchurch, there's something I'm looking for in Christchurch.
Terrific. We'll do that privately then.
Yeah, we'll do that privately.
Okay. So then Susan shares this with me, which I find absolutely incredible. So what you're doing is you're looking at this object here.
Right.
Yep. Okay. See it move. So it's here.
Right.
And it's here.
Okay.
Okay, here, here. Then you look closely, it goes under the water. And
there you go.
There you go. So
there you go, my friend. Yeah, that's a missile.
That's a missile. That's a missile. I mean, we've got no doubt now that that's a missile. Now, one of the interests that I have and how I kind of came on this scene is because I did the Australian Decode with Gene. Anyway, and so I look under the ocean at all of the things going on, do a bit of remote viewing, but you don't have to go very far to find out that there's a massive amount of underworld transport systems out in the islands of the Pacific. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly in the area. So to me, in my heart of hearts, it's a dumb takeout as well or something.
And
I feel as though it was to do with white hats, black hats. I'm not sure which side. Yeah. I can't get an answer.
Yeah. What I'm getting, it was a white hat attack on a deep underground base. It was the only way they could get it. And the cover story is a volcano, underwater volcano, which is very unusual, you know. I mean,
there's a landmass. There's a little landmass there where this volcano is. And
right.
Yeah. So it doesn't look like it's an underwater volcano there when it's a missile entry.
It's a missile.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, that was amazing. Well, so, yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. And the other thing I want to show you, which I just, on the subject of New Zealand, because they have the original people there, Māori, and they have a powerful war dance. And it always brings my energy up and makes me just tingle, really. It's it's quite amazing. So I'm going to show you that to everybody, because this is a force, a real force. And I've got sound fantastic. All right, we're seeing that perfect. That's an incredible.
That's pretty impressive. Wow.
That's they're incredible. And when that's them challenging the demons, basically. And it's a spiritual dance. And it's what they do when they're going to war. And of course, when they play football or whatever, they do that as well, the team against the other opponents. But it is so powerful. And to me, that was yesterday in New Zealand at the worldwide protests. And so New Zealand, well done, guys. Keep going. We're there. We're just in the pain. We're going to get through. It's only a few months now. It's horrible. We're all in hell, and we're all going through the pain, which is, to me, the birth of the new earth. Right.
Robert F. Kennedy today is leading a huge protest in Washington, D.C., and I know hundreds of thousands of people are there today protesting against the mask mandates and the shot mandates and everything else. So it's worldwide, and I'm so glad you're doing it. That they're doing it there as well. We need that kind of uprising around the planet. Yeah.
Yeah. So yesterday, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands. We're a very small population. We're only 25, 26 million in Australia. It's a massive continent. It's nearly the size of the US.
Yeah.
So it's a massive continent and a massive island and surrounded by water. So it's a perfect fortress for the dark worlds to try to hijack. We had the most massive appearance of people out in the streets yesterday. It was quite incredible. And a great call went out through the week by my personal leader, the person that I feel is a private citizen who's ex-military, who knows how to, he's really guiding just the people. He's not a political party, although hopefully, because we don't need political parties, and hopefully, it's going to be grassroots leadership rather than it being centralized like is the plan that has been all around the world. What happened was this during this week, the great man and brother of everybody in Australia and New Zealand, Ricardo Bossi, put the call out for all of the Defence Force veterans to come on, guys, you know, come on, guys. And we've got to stand up. You know, you need to disobey the laws that are there putting out. You've got to disobey unruly rules. So what was gorgeous was made me cry. It actually made me cry.
Yeah. Okay. I saw this on your channel yesterday, but please play it. That's good to share.
It just made me, this is in Queensland. This is just a small protest and it just makes me just, and I call out to all experts across the world, stand up, get out there, we need you, we're trying, we need you. That's our real flag, that's one of our real flags, the red one, not the blue one. Oh, it's just so good. I just was really impressive, sorry.
That's
I was
okay,
just
my friend.
so happy about that. That just made my heart sing, because we're going to that next level now, which
is
I had reports of the police leading the protesters in different cities, which is wonderful. And a bit of brutality in Sydney is not so nice, not being shot down or anything like that, just really badly. Anyway, that to me was just such a heartwarming thing. And again, I'll say it, anybody expert or trained militarily or whatever, we need you, even if you're the police, even all of it, just we've got to get together. This is the year of unity. So that made my heart sing, Ted, the world.
I've done time travel, and I've seen a new government being formed in Australia by May, June, federal government, and with many of the state premiers gone, and the health minister is under arrest or in jail. So it's coming, you know, I know it's coming. We've had the same issues here. We have a fake president, of course. It was elected with the best that Chinese money can buy. He doesn't have any support of the people. And his executive orders have no legal authority. I don't know why anybody pays any attention. It's basically government by CNN. It's whatever the media says. We're supposed to believe it, you know, when that's corrupt. And CNN now, by the way, is on the verge of bankruptcy, because they've lost about 90-95% of their viewers and advertisers. Many of their offices have closed across the country. So anyway, it's happening. You know, the truth is winning out, and it's coming out. So it's here.
The media is crazy. We had this incredible leak clip leaked from an editor of a big paper here in Australia, and it was, if you are writing anything to do with the pandemic, you must be anti-vax, basically. Your language has to be that. So they're really churning this division, which we just had a massive incident over that one as well, which was our number one tennis player, Novak Djokovic, a Serbian player, who has been outspoken against the mining companies in this country. And also, he donated a lot of money to the Australian people when the bushfires came through. And we love him, really? You know.
Well,
yeah, he's a really good guy. And, I mean, I don't think we realised just how much of a voice he is. And what happened was, he came over to play in the Australian Open, which is being played right now, great big international game in Melbourne. And he was put into detained. He was detained and put into as if he had really broken laws. He went to the federal court. The federal, which is the national court, said, there's no reason for you to be detained. And then they got him again, saying that, I'll share the screen. He got deported. He got deported.
Was he allowed to play at all or no?
No, he's deported. Awful. But I'm going to bring this up because this is actually, so to me, it was like a white hat operation, just to bring a totally different version of truth to the world, especially Australians, because we're very sporty.
Oh, brother, what a nut. I just read that he was still a risk to the community due to his anti-vaccination beliefs. So what?
So the immigration minister is Mr. Hawke, right? And he had to do a ruling. So under Section 306 or something of the Immigration Act, the minister can just deport anybody he likes, basically. So it was due to his supposed anti-vaccination beliefs that the presence of him in Australia may foster anti-vaccination sentiment. Now, to me, that's a sting operation. That's a sting because, you know, that's a sting operation that's gone on. So that's what I'm hoping anyway. But the latest that's come out about Novak Djokovic is that he's in fact a large shareholder in a health medical production factory or whatever for supplements that are really natural, all nature-based, and that he has a cure for the program and cure for the sickness that's going around as well. So I find that that's actually a really interesting sort of twist to it. So this is a sting operation to me because they're withholding treatment, and it's all against the whole, you know, Nuremberg, and it's against human rights and all the typical things that we've been all going through. So, yes. Well, there you go, Ted. So what else has been going on over here?
Well, you know, the legitimacy of the tennis cup now, maybe they should just move it to another country. Maybe there was where there's more freedom. Maybe there's more freedom in North Korea. They could move it there, or you could move it to the dark side of the moon, or maybe Jupiter, maybe where there's freedom. I'm just thinking, I mean.
The most ridiculous thing is that they are creating a mental matrix. That is what's going on, because you can get on a certain airline in Australia and you can fly anywhere without showing your papers.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's literally, you've got the people who know there's no laws that actually really lay all of these mandates and rules and everything down, and then you've got people coming into the country getting deported. No, the world's number one player, and then you've got people in Australia being able to fly, and we've had nonstop people coming in from overseas the whole time. So it's so double standard. We've had somebody into the country with COVID and played in the tennis match, and then somebody played in tennis match. I mean, it's a schmozzle. That's all I can say. It's the confusion technique in hypnosis, and then they can drop all sorts of suggestion in, because you get so confused, you tend to surrender, a bit like, you know, a dog on its back or a cat. You just surrender, yeah.
It reminds me of a dictatorship where there's no laws, really. It's on the whim of whatever minister at the time decides whatever they want to do for whatever reason. And they don't have to follow any laws or any rules, just do whatever they want. Yeah.
Well, I think the word that really needs to be used is Mussolini actually stated it. And Mussolini said, when state, which is government, and corporation or business get together, that equals fascism.
Fascism, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the word we should be using.
Yeah, right.
Fascist totalitarianism. Mm-hmm. And how hard is it going to get, you know? How far is it going to go? It's up to the people. It's up to each individual.
Mm. Right. Have you yourself been threatened at all? How have you been there? Have you been banned in your broadcast anywhere?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. I have to actually do everything through my website. I'll be very selective of what I put up on YouTube, BitChute, Rumble. I won't even go near anymore. People can't watch my stuff on there, which is weird.
Well, you can't watch you on Rumble? Really?
Yeah, so I don't even worry about Rumble now. So I just put it up on my website, because, and I pay, you know, I'm backing myself basically just so that people can get access to other information outside of the mainstream media.
Right.
I'm not really into making amounts of content, large amounts, just a bit, because just to help and support, I tend to have support the people who are already awake, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. yeah, the people, because once you're awake, what do you do?
I think it'd be good for us to discuss, maybe go over how Australia at one time people could have the right to bear arms, but then there was an staged incident back in, what was it, 87 in Tasmania, where somebody shot up a shopping center and the government said, well, in order to be safe, you have to give us all your guns. So people gave their guns away, and now look what's happening. They can't defend themselves against a tyrannical government.
Okay, so that was the Port Arthur massacre. It was, we can use all of Sandy Hook, and we can do JFK's situation. It was a total setup. It was a total false flag to get the result. So Hegelian dialect, you know, problem, reaction, solution. And it was for that, you know, and it's that appeal to the goodwill of the people, the same as what's going on now, which is they say, oh, look, it's dangerous to have them, you know, and they did an amnesty so everyone could pass their guns in. But then people can still get like gun licenses here and still have guns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got a lot of vast land, and a lot of landholders have guns, and you've got to, you know, look after the wild animals and things like that. So there's still guns here. they're not, we look at America, I'm going to be really honest with you, Ted. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're 300 million with lots of guns, and we don't have shoot-ups like you here. So we're kind of happy about that. We're actually been talking, quite a few of us have been saying, we're lucky we don't have the guns here, because they would have turned, if we were an armed population, mm-hmm. when you saw and everybody saw those men in black firing at the people, they would have been live rounds. Mm-hmm. And the reason why that has stopped is because we're unarmed. So in a way, for a small population, we're quite lucky that we aren't an armed population. Mm. And in fact, it's creating so much pain in the community that people are starting to wake up. So therefore, there's a good thing, because I don't understand why in America the change hasn't come quickly and rapidly, because that's why you've got that's why you have the right to bear arms, is for tyrannical governments. So why have you got a tyrannical government, Ted?
Right.
Why?
Well, there's a couple of things going on here, and in the main media is completely controlled, and people are brainwashed, and
MK Ultra.
That's part of it. The other part, I think, is that there was a program that started about 9 years ago under the Obama administration, where big pharma started giving out free flu shots. In most of those shots, every year people go get their flu shots. They've got nanobots in the flu shots telling people to obey. So you've had almost a decade of shooting people up with this crap nationwide of obeying programs in nanobots in the flu shots themselves. So now when they come by with this mask program and so-called social distancing in the PSYOP terms, people comply, you know, especially in the Democratic states, the blue states here, the ones that voted for Biden and against Trump. The other thing happening too here is that the drug companies like Pfizer and Moderna were very clever. And I say very clever because just last week, hackers broke into the main computer banks for both Pfizer and Moderna, and they got the company files on the batch numbers. And they discovered that the companies, depending upon your number, you're either going to get a placebo and you're going to be okay, or you're going to get something that causes cancer within 2 years and they know it, or you're going to get heart attacks within 6 months. You're going to die, definitely, and they know it, or you're going to get Guillain-Barre disease and be disabled for the rest of your life, and you're probably going to die early too. They know all this, and it's all programmed. And states like Kentucky, which are part of the South and voted for Trump, their death rate is 10 to 12 times higher than in California. Even though there's a lot of deaths, they're far higher in the red states than they are in the blue states. And I told the governor's office in Kentucky this about a month ago, and asked them to investigate, because these companies are committing genocide and premeditated murder on political threats, which the people who they consider a political threat. And they're getting rid of the people in the more conservative red states to the favor of the blue states. It's all documented. And there's been about four or five other studies that have come out since that time, all saying the same thing. Why aren't these companies arrested for genocide? Because when you administer a drug and you know it's going to kill people, how come these people aren't in jail? I don't know, but they are, you know, and they do
it. That's right. That's right. And I mean, the word that we use here all through the population is coercion, mm-hmm. coercion, which is the Nuremberg term, basically. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of that. And I was recently speaking with somebody who did, a dear friend, and I love, so just sending a love, did take the first one now and then had the heart problems. And it's taken since October to now to take protocols to actually be able to stand up and do the dishes and all of that sort of thing. So the beautiful story to this is that as soon as you flick your switch over to, oh dear, I've been done, I've been coerced, I'm not going to go further on this program, and you implement protocols, there is a way back, and you're going to be supported by the universe as well, because that That's free true. Will
I agree with
is
you.
The key at the moment. Because you're being, a lot of people are being coerced out of their, they wouldn't even know what free will was.
Right.
You know, and that's the test. That's the soul test. But if your switch goes on and you start questioning, then you know that you're going to be supported and you'll receive all the frequencies from all of our beautiful friends out there in the Galactic Federation, etc.
You're absolutely right. There was a German scientist who came out with a video in October, a couple months ago, and he found, Amanda, that the shots themselves contain graphene. And graphene, he compared to little, it's like little razor blades. And when they go through your system, they cut up your arteries and ventricles, causing you to have strokes and heart attacks. This is why five and six and seven and 8 year old little boys and girls are getting heart attacks and strokes and dying now because of Pfizer and Moderna. It bothers me. I don't consider this normal, and I consider it criminal and genocide for them to knowingly kill these little kids. But that's what they're doing. And as if that's quote normal. I think the tide's turning. It's turning now this month. I was told by my Pleiadian friends and also other channels and psychics that this month would be a key month where things would start unraveling for the narrative. And I think it's starting to unravel this month, right now. England has prohibited, has gotten rid of all the mask mandates and all this other garbage. And I think Ireland did the same thing today, either today or Monday. They're stopping it all. So,
The big thing here in Australia and New Zealand is the day that we feel the unity amongst each other. And the day you lay the arms down, which is taking the mask off and stopping the program, and that day's coming. That day's coming. I can feel it too. It's just, I think we were talking about this on my show last week, Ted. It's the tide's turning, and just as the tide is turning, it gets really jumpy. It gets really difficult.
Oh, you made that was an analogy you made, and that's very appropriate, sure.
Because when how it feels,
it starts to get very,
Like it pulls out and it's difficult, and you've got to really fight against it. And I think the one thing that everyone, I had a beautiful message from somebody asking about the opinion of some certain influences or opinions out there. And I just thought, well, the one message I have for people who are feeling a little bit beaten is if something is making you lose hope, switch it off, move away.
Right.
The leader is inside of you, and this is the important part. Your leadership is the most important part for you to lead yourself out of this. Mm-hmm. It's so important, because your free will is one thing. Then if you're looking at other people's opinions, we're here to nurture and help each other. But if something takes away your hope, your light, don't go there. We need hope. Hope is life.
That's true. I was talking to Adama, the high priest of Telos underneath Mount Shasta.
Beautiful.
Through a friend of mine, James Armstrong out of Vancouver, last week. I'll be playing that interview on Monday on my German show. Anyway, in that interview, he said, remain positive. She said he confirmed that this is the turning tide. This month is the turning tide for the world, basically. So we're seeing that happening now. The narrative is falling apart. They pushed it as far as they could go. And actually, it was very interesting because the other message I got is that last October through the first week of January or so was the time frame that the negatives thought that they had a chance to stop the ascension. After about the 10th or 11th of January, everything's going to start falling apart. And it has started to fall apart. Today's the 22nd of January. So that's now they're starting to fall apart. And it's about time.
Interesting. That's so interesting, because over the Christmas, New Year, first week of January, actually it sort of started changing New Year. There was so much a psychic attack. It's like they sent out the hounds. It's like they just sent out as many demons, as many dark forces across the planet as they could as a last ditch attempt. And, it's a bit like martial arts on the astral, but that's unskilled in that. So I'm lucky because I can actually deflect all of that type of thing. But it was so intense. It was like, wow, here, there, everywhere. And a lot of confusion, when they attach to you, they'll take you over. So there was a lot going on between those times. So that back that was happening here too. Yeah. And then all of a sudden there was this, oh, everything's sort of going to be okay. Hope.
It is going to be okay. And I know it. That's what they've told me. And what we're going to need to do now to focus in on, Amanda, is healing. Healing the people who've gotten the shots, healing family relationships, healing the poor little children around the world who've been wearing these stupid face diapers, which is nothing but stunt their growth, cut off their oxygen supply, possibly cause their mental retardation and brain damage for no reason, because they don't work. They just don't work.
Yeah.
It's all
abuse. It's abuse. You're not allowed to put your hand over somebody's face. You can't do that. But the governments have ruled to put their hand over your face.
Right, right.
That's abuse.
That's right.
Forcing the coercion, that's abuse.
That is.
Knowing that you've got an abuser, which is, you know, and that you've got Stockholm syndrome is loving your captor, then you can start understanding that, oh, I've got to turn that around.
Right, right.
So knowing the enemy is actually important, knowing the enemy so that you can turn it around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just it's just the way we have to kind of get conscious. That's what consciousness is being aware of what's in your spatial environment on every level and what's affecting you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, really have to just get a little bit, understand the causes of what's going on in your environment. But I do feel, and I've said this quite a few times, you know, going back to 2012, we were going to have a new earth, hence name, bifurcation, where the splitting of the earth. Well, we're having that right now. That is what we're going through. We're going through a split of bifurcation within our planet. Okay, it's not necessarily a new earth like we were sold as in a planet, although that could be true, but what it is a split in consciousness. You've got the people who are awake who are on one side, this side. We're all here. You know, we're a small little group. There are very few of us back 40 years ago. Now it's growing. And then you've got the people who are just so MK-ultra'd, so mind-controlled, so drugged, so polluted, like as you were explaining earlier, and the coercion in there. They're just the people in Australia we call the sheep.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right.
That's just a terrible way of putting it, but it's just they just follow the leader. But then there's a whole lot of people in that section who are now going, and they're like the switch is flicking and they're starting to come over. And so our side is growing big. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
It's happening faster and faster and
it
faster.
Is, yeah.
And it's just brilliant. It's absolutely, it's spectacular. I can't believe I'm here for this. Yay! It's really, it's spectacular. But I do really feel too, and what I've really noticed with consciousness and all the disappointments of understanding the rules of consciousness sometimes is that we all chose to come here and play the certain role that we're playing.
We did.
The ones on one side, the ones on the other. So the ones that have got to go back through the school again because they're in the program. They've got to go back to school.
We all chose to be here at this time. That's true. And there were many souls and spirits who wanted to be part of this process now, but there wasn't enough room for them. So they're just watching what's happening now. So it's a real privilege to be here. Yeah,
it is. It's sensational, and you know, through all of this crazy times, I'm actually probably the happiest I've ever been because we're actually getting there now. We're on our way. You know, we've got to get this job done. I'm in and amongst all of the absolute rubbish that we've all got to put up with. There's just gems everywhere. The people you meet are gems. The energies that are available to us are gems. Our consciousness and the expansion. Like I've always been ahead of my time. That's something that's happened to me. Like, for example, me combining all my healing background into an organite device that would actually be able to be worn in the aura. So I'll wear them all the time. Anyway, way before my time, people just didn't understand frequency. They didn't understand the aura and the consciousness rising and everything. But now people understand it. If I say, oh, I make these for the high frequency, they're pure, really lovely, or I make it all by hand and it's beautiful to help raise your frequency and it's a heart space and your heart space resonates, people get it. People get it. Uh-huh. But 5 years ago, people didn't get it.
Yeah.
12 years ago, people didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm really, these are the things that I'm noticing and I'm celebrating. And again, that takes us back to the appreciation factor that we've got to have in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm appreciating all the pain I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm appreciating all of the beautiful goals and all of the beautiful people out there who are popping like popcorn in consciousness popcorn.
Yeah.
And I'm just loving it. I'm just, it's hard, but it's in adversity. That's when we grow the most.
Right.
So
that's true. And we all chose to be here. That's right. That's right. Amanda, tell me, what is it like? Do the restrictions vary from state to state in Australia? They're not all the same, are they? Are some places worse than others or better than others?
It's cuckoo. It's cuckoo. It's summertime here. I live in the subtropics and people have got masks on. Now, that to me is the most ridiculous thing I've ever come across.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's summer. The heat kills, but we've had massive outbreaks up PSA. So then, of course, it's through the vaxxed and then other people too because of the shedding. So that booster shot's really doing its job. So everyone's in fear. That's all I can say. So the fear changes on different levels of control through every different state. In some states, if you don't get the vax, then you are fined $20,000 and $5,000 a day if you show up for work. You've got Northern Territory where they've just been. We've got to protect our Aboriginal people, but in fact, they're protecting us at the moment.
what's happening? I read about how the Northern Territory government was forcibly injecting the elders of the Aboriginal elders and then putting them in concentration camps. What's happening now? I don't have heard anything about what's going on.
The most draconian concentration camp, which is called a quarantine camp in Northern Territory. Now, to me, they must be being paid a lot of money. Now, one of the things I found out years ago was that it was probably more now that was per capita, each head in a jail was paid $10,000 per month. Now, nice income for the people who are doing that. But right. If it was an Indigenous or original person, it was something like 12 or 13 thousand per month per head in jail. So there's big money in incarceration. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the system that's in the US that came over to Australia where private companies do the jails. And what we have now is with the Olympics, they made this great big quarantine facility in the Northern Territory and all the Olympians came back and did their quarantine there. But now they've got to keep the money coming, don't they? So they're grabbing people and putting them into this facility, which is just insane. We've had terrible reports of some people needing medical attention in there and passing, which is just horrendous. That was the regional people, which is just, they're the most incredible people. Everyone that I've ever met, if we can get past the difficulties, they've got really amazing stories and the creation stories and everything that they have to share. They would be that they are the best custodians for this territory that mm-hmm. we're on, mm-hmm. On this terra. We call it terra. So what's happening as far as I know is that it wasn't holding them down and injecting them. The military were coming in and giving them food whilst they were being coerced, that they wouldn't be able to go and shop. They wouldn't be able to play sport. They wouldn't be able to do anything unless they had it. So it was total coercion. If you've got the military presence handing out food, that's intimidation. And sure. Then if you've got health workers that are saying all these things, then that's intimidation. And people, they're a very disenfranchised mob. And understandably, this parasitic cabal has come in and done dreadful things to this country. Mm-hmm. So in the disenfranchisement, they end up drinking alcohol and they'll sit in the park under the trees, beautiful, on the ground, because sitting down on the dirt with an original person is an experience in itself. And they're drinking and so they're drunk in the park and in come the medical people and just coerce them, just do it and they're drunk. Heard another story from an original person. Thanks, Lerpa, for all that you do, David Cole. He was saying that somebody was drunk and asleep, woke up in the morning and was told that they came and injected them, vaccinated them while they were asleep in a drunken stupor. So these are the stories, that not stories, these are the experiences
I see
of what the original people are going through, food shortages, because they're starving them to get them coerced to coerce them. It's horrendous. I haven't heard anything in the last week, so I'm not quite sure exactly what's going on in the last week. It's they hold the keys because they've got more strands of DNA than any race on the earth. So they're incredible.
So that's incredible. Why they want to kill them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Always have. Actually, one of the interestingly, the fact that I was told 40 years ago that got me onto the understanding that Big Pharma is a Rockefeller murder machine, right, was that in Australia they did the smallpox blankets here too, to the original people.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They did it here as well. And that, and I knew that with American Indians, because that's where I first heard it, but I didn't know it had happened in Australia as well.
Oh,
way
really?
Back.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
To kill them off.
Kill them off.
Kill them off.
Land. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Kill them right off. Mm-hmm. Yes. And of course, they're loved by the ETs as well.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
And the reptiles, very tasty.
Are you getting any ET help down there?
I really believe that we do. I believe we do. I think 15 years ago, maybe 17 now, Pine Gap got knocked out in a way that it hasn't been able to get back. I believe I see with all my remote viewing it was a Palladian ship, wasn't it?
I think
tell the story.
So. Hear the story? I can tell you.
Yeah, please. It's great. I love it.
The Pine Gap was under control by the cabal. It was U.S. flag, but it was cabal. And they fired a particle beam weapon at a Pleiadian ship. And what the ship did is that they put a reflector on it just before it hit, and they focused it right back down. That beam destroyed that entire facility. So a lot of people died, and they just put it right back at them.
Mm-hmm. And about 80 kilometers west of Pine Gap, there is a place called Mount Zeal that isn't talked about. I think I'm probably the biggest voice on this one. If anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about and wants to understand all these things, on my website, under the latest, scroll down to the bottom on the latest, and you'll see the decode that I did on Australia and some of the more recent ones, and you'll get what I'm talking about, because we talk about all of this. And Mount Zeal, I talk about there. So it is, oh, no, I don't know whether I did, because we wouldn't have been able to air it. But I think now we're okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here we go.
So we're Mount on my Zeal show now. Like, don't worry. Say anything you like.
Yeah, I'm going good, because I'm going,
Say whatever you like. There's no censorship. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Mount Zeal is like a resort, on-off-planet resort. It's the most incredible thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. And so what they do is they take humans over from Pine Gap over to Mount Zeal, feed them to them or whatever, you know, whatever. And it's also where the interaction between humans and off-planeters go. So it is, yeah, yeah. And the dark ones through the universe, yep, the dark ones. Now, there's a creation story. There's bits and pieces. Just a little bit south of Mount Zeal is this incredible formation. It looks like a meteor or craft or something hit the earth there. And the stories in our dream time that I've been luckily enough, thank you, Brendan, telling me this one, is that there's a Fink River. The river is the creation river, creation of the people on this continent. And it runs right next to it as well. And that has never changed its course. So we've got creation, dream stumps time story. We've got this bluff that looks like an impact, right? And we've got Mount Zeal. So something landed here a long time ago. And they're underground, basically. So that, to me, was the contract that was broken on the 15th of December, that they had to leave. They had to leave.
Okay.
Go on.
That's good.
And the energy's been really different over the last year in Australia. They've gotten better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Better and better. And then we had a lot of earthquakes in Victoria. And that was a takeout of a massive dump as well.
I thought that was the case. Weren't they always so far down the surface and a certain, like, 3 miles?
10 Ks.
I'm sorry?
10 kilometers.
10 kilometers, okay.
3 kilometers, 5 kilometers. And there was 37 of them, and nobody felt the tremor except for the big one at the beginning. And that, to me, is perfectly matched. A big dump, because what happens in Australia is that we've got all of these national parks and we can't get access to them, but there's usually dumps in them, things like that. But anyway, so there's good news on the horizon that we've travelled so far through all sorts of things, because we need the technology, off-planet technology, to do the work here, because it's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And so off-planet has been helping use the technology to clear all of the dumps in Australia and New Zealand. I think they're still working out in the oceans. I think that's what we saw with the tsunami. I think that's that extra extra step that they've taken to try to ensure that we're pretty in a good position. And at perfect timing, really. because I think with your dates, this is now time for our consciousness to rise and rise and rise. And what I've really noticed too is that a lot of the duns, et cetera, are on ley lines, and with taking out, with running their frequencies through the ley lines, they've been able to MK Ultra and to hold the consciousness as well.
Interesting.
So that one in Victoria was a really big ley line. So it's gone and the frequencies aren't running.
Yeah. We have less than 9 months left of 3D right now. And I think people who are negative and want to cling to the old ways, Amanda, they're going to go off somewhere else. I'm not sure where or how they're going to leave, but they're not going to be around anymore. But we've got less than 9 months now of 3D.
That's just the external world.
That's the external world, right. And there are other people who are already in 4D and 5D, actually. But that's
the internal world is multiverse.
That's right. It is, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Well.
It's very exciting. Very exciting time. So, you know, I just wanted to say all of that stuff. It seems really dark, mm-hmm. but when we know what the enemy is and we know that that's gone, it releases you to feel freer. So mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. why I talk mm-hmm. about it. Exciting times, Ted.
It is exciting times. Absolutely. Absolutely. Amanda, tell us, I don't get much information about New Zealand. What is it like there? Is it worse than Australia? Same?
Very small population. It just horrendous for those that are awake. Really horrendous for those that are awake. Torturous. I mean, the hardest thing is watching people get sick and die and then to put it into the kids. Like, this is just... painful, very deep pain.
And the government probably doesn't take any responsibility, do they?
Well, who is the government?
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, who is the government? Yeah, right.
They're all lockstep. They're all the same. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got the same red and blue as well. They've got the same red and blue. They're all put in there. You have to have done dreadful, dastardly things to even get into the power spots. So, you know, and they're just really heads of a corporation. We know that sort of thing. So, the head of the government, Jacinda Ardern, we there's a clip going around many different angles, and I think that poor person was part of the program, is that satanic program from birth.
Oh, they're so, prime minister, yeah. Isn't it a he? It's not a she. I've heard it's a he. Well,
yeah.
And I've heard it's a reptilian gifted to look like a human. That's what I've heard anyway. So,
well, you've got to remember that we're very close to Antarctica.
Oh, right.
So you've got South America, South Africa and Australia are big SSP program places. So you've got the satanics running the place, and then you've got all the programs going on, and they all, the media and everything in cahoots, covers the whole thing up.
it makes total sense. It does make total sense.
And I was listening to a wonderful whistleblower over here, Fiona Barnett. She's incredible. Absolutely, thank you to her for her wonderful book Eyes Wide Open. She was MK Ultra satanic ritual abuse survivor, and she mentioned the right word, you know, Project Paperclip. Well, for Australia, it's Project Matchbox. And so I'm just going, thank you for that. I've been trying to push to find out what the program was called. So if anybody ever finds anything out about that, because they've hidden everything, please, please release it. So incredible, because we can't get any information. But it's just an exciting time, you know, the truth is coming out. Like, you couldn't say something like that 2 years ago, mm-hmm. you know. It's incredible what you can say now.
I think the power of the negatives is waning. It's going down. As this year continues, it's going to get less and less and less and less, to the point where they won't be able to attack us and control us like they've tried to do now. So,
you know, exactly. And, you know, we have to make our fortify our aura with love. And one of the things I've really noticed that's happened with a lot of people, and myself included, is we've stopped breathing. stop breathing properly. We're real shallow breathing because of the flight fight.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you just bring yourself down into your tummy and just breathe down into your tummy and just start massaging your diaphragm, which is a breathing muscle, and start relaxing it. And just to go down into that breath, it'll take you out of flight and fight. And it'll take you out of the fear, and it'll put you into your beautiful soul. You know, it's
sounds perfect.
It's as easy as that. So it's a beautiful thing to do. And when you go down into that beautiful place, then just start bringing up that love and that appreciation and building up and fortifying your aura. And it'll pump out. It'll actually lift and pump out and become more fortified. Every time something nasty comes up, you just put the opposite to it. Oh, I'm cheerful. Oh, well, I'm love. You know, and you just keep building your aura out and fortifying it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Good, a wonderful explanation. What do you think is going to happen this year and into next? I see the shot mandates and the mask mandates and the social distancing. That's all going to go by the wayside by April, May. It'll coincide with the new government. And I think your friend, Mr. Bossy, will be part of that new government. And it'll be an inclusive government. It won't be exclusive. It'll be like the parties will not mean as much because people will want to work together, regardless of your political persuasion. They'll work together to create a better world for Australia. And I think that's a model for the world, too. These party distinctions are really kind of irrelevant and meaningless, especially here in the United States. You know,
well, when you know that they were created to capture the audience, public audience, by Club of Rome or Club of Madrid or whatever, then you know that it was actually two heads of the same snake. And then you get the Green Party because of the environmentalists. And so then that's another head of the same snake. So you're just choosing colours. It's like a big Soros program, you know, colour, you know, parties. So you, when you know that, then you go, okay, well, the whole system itself is, we do have an election coming up in May, which is really exciting. And they know their popularity is just, you know, going, dropping down, down, down.
Sure,
but we don't need the centralized. We don't need the bureaucrats anymore. We don't need career politicians who have never done a day's hard work in their life or a day's work. They've never. They're just bureaucrats locked in a vacuum and passing bills for the deals that they've done before. So that's all got to go. We need local, you know, our voting systems are rigged just like yours. I did a little documentary on that. I showed that it's Sitel, and we've got Microsoft. As every government department,
Microsoft is built with backdoors.
That's right.
For people
correct.
Hijack
backdoor it. Bill.
That's
backdoor bill.
Yeah.
And all of the storage, every government department stores all of our data with AWS, Amazon Web Services.
Really?
So, So we've got the most brilliant minds here in Australia. We could have come up with something. So what I'm saying is that it decentralizes. Maybe we're going to go through an election and it's rigged, and then everyone's going to get outraged. I don't know, because people don't realize that our voting systems are rigged. And what Trump has done has brought that to people's attention, and thank him very much for that one thing. So what I'm saying is we're going to go to the election. A lot of candidates with the Ricardo Bossi A1, to be a member of that group, you have to have a working with children clearance. So no pedophiles.
Good.
Gone. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Good,
You've got to do it, you know, got to do it. And, there's so many things that need to get done, but the first one is the health. That's what he says. We're going to get the health done. Everyone's health first, and then it's all going to be local. We've got to have people that we can meet with instead of this behind closed doors, privileged, out of touch. So I really see that this churn is going, they're going to have to do something here in Australia. We're being threatened with a lot of natural disasters. We'll see what happens there. Our consciousness can calm those down. But I just see that we've got a couple of months of turmoil. Get your water and get your food in. We're at war.
I wanted to ask you, that's good advice. I wanted to ask you about the fires about 2 years ago. I myself and many other light workers did a lot of prayers for Australia. So you get rain to put it out. And that did happen. What was behind it? Were they all planned, by the way? Was it by the negatives? What, to burn up the country? What, what was the goal of that? Just to create more mayhem or what?
Oh, there's so many different versions of it. But one thing I've been a chemtrail watcher for a very long time. They were spraying accelerants and drying out this country like you wouldn't believe. I mean, we're in a subtropical area where we do have some jungle, and it was burning. So they had dried it out so badly by through the weather manipulation. And then it was due, the direct energy weapons being used to ignite them as well. It didn't take very much. And, you know, we lost a lot of people. And right. Somebody that I was acquainted with as well, you know, he couldn't get out. And so he burnt right. to death. I mean, this was happening up and down the coast. You've got to understand that, you know, the island of Australia is actually really big. It's nearly as big as the US. So if you think about the east coast of the US burning, you've got a clear picture. It was wow. very, very big. It started in September in my area. Yeah. And it didn't stop until April, I think, the following year.
They've done the same things in North America, too. For years, they've sprayed Northern California, especially around Mount Shasta, with tons and tons and tons of nano-sized particulate matter, aluminum, yes. barium, strontium, sulfur, making the area not only unhealthy, but also like a tinderbox. And they also started a lot of fires with directed energy weapons. You know the story about Paradise in Malibu, California? In Malibu, California, 30,000 people died as a result of directed energy weapons. You had cars of people that were hit by directed energy weapons, Amanda, out on the beach. They were trying to escape it, and they were all fine. Yeah. The bodies were cooked. There was nothing left except maybe some bones. And the same thing happened in Paradise, California as well. And the media covered it up. There was over 50,000 people died in Paradise, California, about 30,000 in Malibu. So you're talking about a little over 80,000 for both. The spirits from those fires came to me in November of 2018. They wanted me to do a show on just sending prayers to them. So we did. And the powers that shouldn't be did that recently to Boulder, Colorado as well. Mm-hmm. Over 1,000 homes were burned up by particle beam weapons. And the corrupt government there, the Democratic governor, says only 82 people died. That's not correct. What I got were thousands died. But, you know, it's unfortunate. Yes. That's what they did. And I just wish the media, and that's why your program support, my program is important for getting the media out there for people, because the main media does nothing but tell us lies. And I'm personally tired of it. That's why I always want to tell the truth, when I'm focusing on the truth for shows like this, you know.
Yeah, I'm feeling that this year is a, like now, it's like we can speak. You know, I did have a military plane fly over my house the other day, but I just got to go, yeah, well, blessings on your soul and 10 times back to you. About the bushfires, I was living in the capital of Australia back in 2003. And friends, Major Dumb. Major Dumb, and I was born in another Major Dumb. It all runs through that area. It's an unusual location. There's no major highway through. It's an unusual location, handpicked. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what happened was friends of mine, we were out in the country and we saw this lightning strike. And a fire started and they didn't do anything about it. Nothing was done about this fire way out in the country, in the bush actually. Anyway, what happened, we had helicopter people relaying information back that were helicopter pilots back to us saying, you know, that's coming. It's coming. 2 weeks' time, it took out the whole edge of Canberra, and I lived there. I've never seen such a demon salamander before, mm-hmm. ever. It was so tall, it was so high, it was so ferocious. There were heroes everywhere, mm-hmm. just heroes everywhere. We had engine blocks, motor car engine blocks melted on the road. Mm. That's how hot it was. It was incredible. We had so many people injured, not too many people, but a lot of bad burns. Right. And that was when I really saw what a dew weapon was, which is that directed energy weapon. Mm-hmm. That's obviously what it was. I also remember other storms when we had the percussion type of storms, downward pressure, that they were mucking around, which snapped all of the beautiful trees at my children's school. Right. So, I mean, they've been mucking around for ages. And, of course, the CSIRO, which is our scientific body here in Australia, rather, a project Matchbox, which I found out from Fiona, and which makes so much sense, which is like, you may as well say it's like a citizen DARPA, you know.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's where they do all the science on every level. So imagine what they've been up to. So Project Paperclip went to America, and Project Matchbox came to Australia. So who was here? Well, you know, well, that piece of information has just connected so many things up. So when it comes to recovery, like, oh, I was an absolute mess. That's the first time something like that ever hit me. And a dear friend of mine who was a homeopath said to me, you need some treatment. I was in shock, a permanent state of shock. Mm-hmm. And this is what happens to survive. Yeah, this is what happens to survivors. And I had to go around and do reconnaissance, reconnaissance for friends of mine to see if their house was still standing. It was just horrendous. I was really, really lucky. My children were actually on a holiday somewhere else. I was really lucky. So, yeah, I mean, you know, these things, these traumas that everybody's been going through for the last 2 years is to put you in a state of shock. Is to put you in an alternate state, to put you in a trance.
That's what they do with MK Ultra. They shatter your personality and then implant the ones they want to put in. Yep. Okay,
that's it, and that's part of the plan. That's why it's so enduring. That's why they keep going. So I mean, they've been doing the VAX program here forever, but the whole thing is that by information like this, you understand who the enemy is, so that you can actually then adjust to not participating.
Right.
You know. Yeah. Going. Okay. That's the enemy. Now we know now that. They're pretty nasty. What can I do to help them to go? And I have found that sending love to them does not work.
Well, for one thing, they're not human. Many of them aren't human.
They don't know what
if
it
they're
is.
They're human, it might make a difference, but they're not. So it doesn't matter.
It just deflects. It doesn't do anything to love them up. we can send love to each other and that's fine, you know, it builds us up. So anyway, yeah, so I mean, here in Australia it's a heavy duty place. It's quite a rugged country to live in, you know. It's you know, so it's the loneliness that everybody's been feeling. The isolation is a fracturing of themselves as well. They're not alone. All they need to do is that breathing, go down into yourself and connect with Prime Creator, and bang, you're right there.
Right.
So we're not alone at all, and we've got lots of ET help here as far as I can tell. They've been beaming down like med-bed energy, but a frequency of energy that if we choose to tap into it, we feel good and protected. Mm-hmm. So that's all you have to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just tune into it. It's there. It's available. I think it's global, actually. Mm. Mm-hmm. The energy's there. So it's a beautiful time. Yeah. Yes.
Amanda, you should write a book about all these experiences.
Well, I've just been really busy trying to understand my crazy life.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're holding the light there like I'm holding it here where I live. And, you know, in the Seattle area, it's one of the worst places you could ask for. It's, the headquarters of Microsoft and Boeing. And there's a lot of negative energy around that this year. So it's, I'm here for now, but.
Well, we just got to keep doing it. And I don't know how long I'm going to be here, Ted. I don't know how long I'm going to be graced with being on the earth. You know, I've escaped death a few times. So, you know, and here I am still fighting for my life basically every day with my intention to get to stay here. Mm-hmm. They got me in 2011. With the technology that comes through the computer.
What happened? Oh.
I ended up really sick, really, really sick. My computer ended up dying. My hard drive got, which wasn't plugged in, even died. It just died, and I was really sick. And I just used my energy, and luckily I got through it. But it was because I ended up with autoimmune disease. Yeah, which is, I work. Have to work daily on keeping myself going. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they just read my energy and just went, poof, whatever that is, the biometrics.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm not scared of them anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm just not scared of them anymore.
Well, their time is fast coming where they'll be forced to leave. They will not be allowed to stay here. So that's what I'm seeing happening.
Yeah, they're on borrowed time.
They are in borrowed time.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of them will be leaving when we go into 4D in October. And then the rest will leave, definitely leave when we go on to 5D in 2025. So and it's going to be a planetary change. Now, certain areas are going faster than that.
Mount Shasta, you said, was going faster.
Mount Shasta is going faster. Sedona is going faster. In spite of the government in Japan, it's also the first country on the planet as a whole that'll shift into 5D.
Oh, that's exciting.
So, you know, parts of the United States will shift first, but other parts are really negative, and it's going to take longer for it to flush out the bad stuff, you know.
That's the important part, Ted, is we're going to 4D, they can't exist. That's the point. They can't exist in 4D. So that's the exciting part of it. But the free will choice and actually choosing consciousness and choosing this great unknown that everybody exists in, that don't even know your own history, don't even know what we're here for, don't even know your purpose, don't know anything. You're going to discover it. There's a massive adventure ahead with all this rubbish out of the way.
Right.
That's what we are, Ted. We're big cleaners. We're just big sweepers. We've got big brooms.
Right.
Sweeping out the rubbish.
Right. Well, this is the time to flush out the garbage.
Yeah.
And it's an exciting time. I can't tell you how happy I am. You know, there's challenges. Sure, there's challenges, but we are gonna make it through. I know we're gonna.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, well, my pleasure. It's really important, I think, to maintain a positive attitude about all this, because good times are coming, and it's just a matter of time before things are changing right now, even as we speak. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so true. And like, I mean, there's that wonderful saying too, you know, whenever a politician opens their mouth, you know, they're lying. Right. So there's a byline. If you hear that, if it's the same with the media, every time they open, just know they're lying, you know, just know they're lying and know it's the fact. I don't know. Do you know that saying?
No. That's telling me. Just know that
every time a politician opens their mouth, know that they're lying.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
It's a good one to resurrect that one. Huh? It's a really good time to resurrect that one. Because then you go, that's a good cleansing. Oh, they're lying. We don't have liars. So the cleanse starts there.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, we're headed to a time when things that are true will be shown as being true, and those that are false will be shown to be false as well. And so there won't be anywhere to hide the truth. And the false things will just have to come out. So that's what I'm seeing.
That's so true, isn't it? You know, like it's lying. I mean, it's very different being a multidimensional being too, because sometimes you have bleed through from other lives.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you're going, oh, it didn't quite happen in this lifetime, but that's not dishonest. That's just bleed through.
Right.
And it's an interesting one. That's a completely different thing to just lying and manipulation, isn't it? It's totally different. The lies and the manipulation. They're over. Just think, 4D, they can't exist.
Right.
It's the great red pill.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Well, I know we'll have some interesting conversations later this year when your government changes and my government changes, and people will have their freedom back again.
Yes.
And there will be healing for those who've taken the shots. And I know it's going to become available. So all this can be reversed. It's not permanent.
Yeah. Which is exciting, which is really exciting. And, you know, the people who are in part of this, like we have an Australian miner mining company, a miner called Twiggy Forrester, and he actually mines graphene.
Really?
So, and that's all woven through our government and all sorts of things too. So this is all going to come to the surface, and they're going to be jailed.
Wow.
Dealt with harshly.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can raise the frequency, so we go to 4D, then they'll just blip out.
Mm-hmm.
They can't exist.
So they mine graphene in Australia? You're kidding. Wow.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Naughty, huh?
Do people know that there? Are they aware of?
Yeah. In our truther world, yes.
I see. Okay.
We've got a large movement here.
Well, yeah.
Of truth people.
What percentage do you think have people taken the shot there?
They're saying 90%. They're saying 92%.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't think it's that high, personally.
No, but they're the minority, right? And right. They're squawking very, very loud, so it appears to be more. It's about 40, 45 maybe.
Okay.
But then again, I'm a bit confused because I'm actually thinking it might be about 60% because there's a lot of people who have.
Right.
A lot of people. Right. Lots and lots.
The placebo rate here in North America is about 20%. Depending upon the batch. Now, the companies know the batches, which ones causes cancer, which one will, you know, causes heart attacks, which one.
That's right. What was the name of that website again where you know it can find out?
My batch. How bad my is batch. That? Yeah. How bad is my batch? Actually, I could probably find it. I should give that out.
It's very good, yeah.
Yeah, I might have it here. I talked about it last week, and I did have a show on it, actually.
Oh, well, in that case, people can look for that. I can look it up.
Yeah.
How bad?
Yeah. It's from last week. I did talk about it. Let me look at it here. How bad is my batch? You know, hackers got into the websites for Pfizer and Moderna, and they got into the company files.
Incredible.
I mean,
incredible. I can share screen and just put it up if you like. I've got it here.
Oh, you got it? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I just popped it. Yeah,
thank
I just
you.
Popped it there. That's all right.
Okay.
Little secretary for you there. So this is the website. It's how bad is my batch, and you've got so many things here. It's a very big website.
Wow, amazing.
So much stuff going on.
Yeah,
you can spend your time through there. I am,
and it's clear in black and white what they've done.
Dreadful, you know. I mean, you have to be evil to do something like this. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. It's called genocide, yeah.
Yeah, it's genocide. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. It's as simple as that.
If you actually had an honest government, they would be on that in a New York minute to get these people in jail, but. Yeah, it just.
But we've got Stockholm syndrome going on. You know, they're captive by the government, and they just think it's all fabulous. And you know, I say fabulous with a bit of humor.
Right.
Fabulous, you know. They
fabulous.
Fabulous.
Amanda, this is my favorite question I like to ask my guests, and if you were on the street and somebody said, I saw you on Ted's show or I saw you on your radio show. Amanda, how would you, what would you advise people to make this world a better place? Trust your heart, mind. Know that we've got good things coming our way. Stay strong.
Stay strong. Know what you're feeling. Know what you're seeing and feeling is correct for you. Trust yourself.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It actually happened a few weeks ago. I walked into a butcher. They went, are you Amanda? And we went, yes. And we chat away, and it's just lovely. And it's lovely because they can tell me things that they can't really tell anybody else.
Uh-huh.
So it's lovely. It's quite, I love it. I quite like it. But I don't tend to go out very much.
Uh-huh.
I stay pretty close to home for safety issues. So right. Yeah, I actually really just say to people, please just hold your heart, know that what you're feeling is the truth, trust yourself,
right.
Big time, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, Amanda, it sure has been fun to have you on my show today. I'm so glad you could share this with me. We've got some more time. Please, I'd like to have you give some final words to my listeners.
All right. Well, I would really love to just help everybody to connect. Can we do a little focus, a little meditation?
Of course we can. That'd be perfect.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. So, you know, what a perfect thing to do is just close your eyes and just let yourself drift down into your tummy and just do some breaths and make your tummy rise out, let it go. Mm-hmm. Rise out, let it go, and then just let it go down. And Ted, you're going to be asleep in a moment.
I'll be okay. I'll be all right. It's been a long day. Yeah. Okay.
And thanks again. So now when you're down there taking those breaths and you've got your eyes closed, you just wiggle your shoulders and wiggle your butt and just take that breath and just let yourself sink down deep. And as you're sitting there, just connect with your soul by the next breath in. I'm connecting with me, who I am, not the expression of my soul, like the job, the name and all of those, but actually just me, the soul in this vessel. And with that next breath, allow yourself to bring down a column of beautiful truth light from Prime Creator, and it just comes through you, down over you. And in that light, it's expanding around you. And you can feel your heart pulsing to that frequency of love, universal love. And people ask me, how come I'm such a loving beam? And I go, because I tap into this. So tap into this beautiful frequency that's available. It's truth and it's love. And let it wash through every part of your being, every part of your body. And let it become a big cloud around your physical body. And now I'm going to send that to Ted. To his shoulder, and Ted's going to send it back to me, and then I'm going to send it to all of the audience, and it's going to go around everybody listening. This beautiful energy, and we're a beautiful circle of unity, and we're a massive circle of love and light and truth, and together we're going to do it. We're incredible points of light. Each one of us is like a star in the night sky, and we're shining brightly in this truth and in this love and in this frequency of absolutely astounding love. And we can just sit in this for as long as we like and feel how good it feels to be connected on a level of love and unity. And we're going to now send that around the surface of the earth, down through our bodies and across the surface of the earth. And we're going to just wash all of the dirty. We're sweeping the earth or the rubbish, just sweeping it. And we're replacing that energy that was there once with this love frequency in this unity, and we're in this together. And it goes all the way through to hollow earth. And then it comes back out to the surface and out into the universe, where we're thanking all of the galactic beings that have been helping us. We're sending our appreciation all the way out to Prime Creator. And we'll just return that energy back down into our hearts, and we can just sit and thank that beautiful energy. And I thank you very much, Theodore Ma, for being such a good human and a fantastic soul, and to each and everybody. And we can just end the broadcast there in bliss. Thank you.
I can feel that love and energy going around the planet. Thank you. That was a wonderful way to for some final words, Amanda.
My blessing.
Well, I urge everyone to check out Amanda. She has some beautiful radio shows, and she has a unique perspective of love coming from the beautiful country of Australia, New Zealand. And I know things are going to turn around. They already are starting to turn around today. And it's just a matter of time before all this negative stuff is going to be gone. In less than 9 months, we'll be entering fourth dimension as a planet whole. And in less than, let me see, this is 2022. 22, 23, 24, less than 3 years, we'll be going into 5D. That's nothing. It'll be
absolutely
here.
Nothing.
So the old's going out and the new's coming in. It's definitely happened.
It's beautiful. And just like you just all felt, this is available to us.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
It just does a simple breath. Thank you so much, Ted. I'm AmandaNewEarth.com. Thank you, Ted. Lots of love to you. I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk after the show. Okay, all right, Amanda. And as always, thanks so much to Don and Doug for all their fantastic help. As always, Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit, listener-supported show. And if you'd like to contribute to support us to keep us on the air, just go to my BBS website or to Out of This World, Out of This World 1150.com or outofthisworldradio.net. And with that, I can't wait to see you all in my next show. I'll be broadcasting on Monday from Vienna, Austria on Radio Soul International. I'll be playing an interview I had with my good friend James Armstrong from Vancouver, Canada. He'll be channeling Adama for about an hour, and it'll be in German and English. So I hope you all can listen to that. That'll be a great show. And Amanda, thank you so much again for coming on today. You've been a lot of fun, and I'm so glad we could talk today. Keep up
your good blessings.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.